Some men try so hard to prove that God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made me whole. And Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Still the answer, He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and
shall we start our devotion today with a short word of prayer? Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you for the power in your word. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another opportunity you've given us to continue the study of your word as we look into the book of Matthew. We ask you, Jesus, that your word will reach out to the heart of each and every one of us listening to this, either on the radio or on the web. And through this word, if there are things in our lives that you want us to correct, as John the Baptist called people to repent, we ask you, Jesus, that you will show those things to us and you will give us the grace and the enabling to repent of those things so that we can be true Christians and we can walk with you more closely all the days of our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for having heard our prayers. Thank you for having answered. For we pray and ask for all these in Jesus' name. Amen.
Welcome. English will follow in a moment. Velkommen til programmet A Daily Walk, presentert av Menigheten Apostolisk Tro i Stavanger. Måtte Gud velsigne deg når du lytter til disse andakter som blir gitt, vanligvis på engelsk, hver dag fra søndag til fredag klokken 19. Welcome to the program, A Daily Walk, presented by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. May God bless this time of devotion, given from Sunday to Friday at 7 p.m.
We will continue our study today in the book of Matthew. Please be reminded that the material we are going through can be accessed via our website, apostolic-tro.no. Thank you. God bless you as you join us for this program.
Matthew 3, 1 through 17, Devotional Focus Verse. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Matthew 3, 1 through 3. As children, my brother and I looked forward to the days when we could play jungle along the creek that ran past our house. The jungle game included clearing paths through the wilderness of willow saplings, rushes, and thick weeds that grew beside the creek. The willow saplings were the greatest challenge. We tried to bend or tie them back, but they still obstructed our progress. One day, my brother smuggled a large old hickory butcher knife from Mom's kitchen. This machete-type tool used on the willows improved our progress tremendously. Though I suspect it was a bit hard on the knife, the path was cleared speedily. John the Baptist had a mission: to challenge his listeners to prepare the way of the Lord. There was urgency in his admonition to repent and to make his path straight. The people were expecting someone to deliver them from Roman rule, but John realized that the one he was announcing could deliver from more than human bondage. He could deliver from the curse that dated back to the Garden of Eden. However, John knew that the people's hearts had to be prepared to receive him, so he urged his hearers to confess their sins and get rid of the hindrances in their lives. The one who follows Jesus today must clear paths through another kind of wilderness. Like my childhood jungle, or the spiritual wasteland that John the Baptist faced, each one must remove the hindrances that are his personal spiritual wilderness. The hindrances might be an addiction or habit, selfish will, a family member, a business, or even a hobby. We may need to do some clearing by making restitutions, laying aside the bondage of opinions of others, or cutting our ties to worldly influences. Whatever these obstructions may be, when we have made the determination to make our path straight, Jesus is there to help us clear the way. Walking with Jesus on the cleared path will ultimately take us to heaven. Today is a good day to assess your path. Where is it leading? Are there hindrances that are causing you to stumble or detour from the path that leads to heaven? Follow the advice of John the Baptist and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Background information. Almost 30 years had passed since the events happened that are recorded in the second chapter of Matthew. Today's text describes the beginning of John the Baptist's ministry. Matthew makes clear the reason for John's preaching: to announce the coming of the King, whose urgent message would forever revolutionize the meaning of the kingdom of heaven. The key word of John's message was repent. There are two words translated repentance in the New Testament. The first denotes a change of mind or a reformation of life. The second, sorrow or regret that sin has been committed. The word used here is the former, calling the Jews to a change of life or a reformation of conduct. In the time of John, the nation had become extremely wicked and corrupt, perhaps more so than at any preceding period. For that reason, both John and Christ began their ministries by calling the nation to repentance. In verse 3, John's reference to the prophet Isaiah alludes to Isaiah 43. Both John and Isaiah taught that those who turn from their sins and seek the forgiveness of God's love will find salvation, but those who reject the message will cut off their only hope. Verse 11 describes John's baptism, which was done as a sign that the individual being baptized had repented, asked God to forgive his sins, and had decided to live for God. Thus, baptism was an outward sign of an inward commitment. To be effective, it had to be accompanied by an inward change of heart. John prophesied that Jesus would baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire, his words looking ahead to Pentecost, when Jesus would send the Holy Spirit to empower his followers to be his witnesses. At the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, there was a wonderful exhibit of the Trinity. The Trinity consists of three persons: God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit, perfectly united as one. In this passage, all three persons of the Trinity were present. God the Father spoke from heaven, Jesus was being baptized, and the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove to rest upon Jesus. Conclusion. From the time when John the Baptist introduced Jesus and described him as the one who would separate the wheat from the chaff, the need for repentance has not decreased in importance, nor has the power of the blood of Christ decreased in saving the whosoever will.
Hvis du I Stavanger-området, inviterer vi deg til å delta på våre møter, spesielt søndag formiddag klokken 11. Møtene vanligvis på norsk og blir tolket simultant til engelsk. Du velkommen til å være med oss på et åndelig fellesskap med sang og musikk, personlige vitnesbyrd og evangelisk bibelsk forkynnelse. Vi holder til I Kjensvollveien 56 som nærmeste nabo til Kjensvoll skole og like I nærheten av Solborg Folkehøyskole. Vi vil gjerne gjøre oppmerksom på menighetens hjemmeside som du vil finne med adressen apostolisktro.no apostolisk-tro.no. Vår hovedmenighet I Portland, Oregon, USA, har en hjemmeside som heter apostolicfaith.org, apostolic med C, faith I ett ord, .org. Dere vil også finne adressen I USA på den norske hjemmesiden. If you are in the Stavanger area, we invite you to our services. Especially on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. The church is located at Kjensvollveien 56, next door to Kjensvoll School. The meetings are mostly in Norwegian, but are always interpreted to English. You are very welcome to enjoy music and singing, personal testimonies, and listen to the Word of God. We also want to invite you to our website in Norway, apostolisktro.no, and the English website in Portland, apostolicfaith.org, apostolicfaithinoneword.org, or Apostolic Faith Church of Portland, Oregon.
We hope you have enjoyed the devotion today. We will finish with a short word of prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for yet another opportunity to listen to your word. And Jesus, we look up to you today. If there is anyone that still haven't answered that call to come to you, we ask you wherever they are, in their rooms, in their homes, and they look up to you today, that you will reach out to them, you will forgive them their sins, you will purify their heart, and you will save them, and they can begin a journey with you, Jesus. And we pray for those of us that have made that decision to walk with you all the days of our lives through the forsaking of our sins and repenting of them, and asking you to come in into our lives. We pray, Jesus, that you will help us to hold on to that faith and to that truth all through the days of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus, and want to serve you all the days of our lives. For we pray and ask for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
That God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made. For that longing.
is still the answer. He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say,
of this world have brought them peace of mind, but when